Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. A third of the way into month four, and Old Man Winter is still tinkering around with his seasonal elements up this way. Although he is still holding spring at bay on some days, one can get the feel that he has slipped a bit in the past 7 days. Regardless of the current up and down weather happenings, the past several months have been an awesome display of what winter is supposed to be in Gunflint territory. We've surely had enough snow to satisfy about everyone's need in terms of recreational opportunities, while those that need the fluffy white stuff to make their business ventures an economic success must be smiling ear to ear. Another thought on the winter, and perhaps the most important of all, is the natural aspect for the entire territory. Whereas we've experienced some drastically dry times over the past few years, this fall saw the earth reasonably saturated at the end of growing season. Add on an enormous amount of snow, and there should be adequate soil moisture to sustain a wet growing medium to kickstart the green-up and watershed runoff to replenish county lakes for a good number of weeks into the summer. Of course, we'll always need more. Probably the number one reason many folks choose to live in this region, either seasonally or year-round, in addition to thousands who visit the Gunflint year after year, is the magic of our natural wilderness. Taking this a step farther, we celebrate backwoods adventure opportunities which have been sustained, for the most part, from the beginning of recorded history. Sustaining this pristine part of the universe does not come easy. Mother Nature has her hands full preserving this time-honored primeval forest. The state of our backcountry, as it was even as late as a century ago, continues to erode away. A burgeoning population seems to have an insatiable appetite for our wilderness experience. This is not necessarily bad, but the result of such often taxes this treasured landscape far beyond its capabilities. During April and on through the summer, WTIP is taking the lead to renew thought, conversation, and hopefully more action about sustainability for this great piece of Mother Earth. I'd like to reflect on a few activities, both past and present, throughout the Gunflint in regard to our community efforts at sustaining what we all cherish. The sweat equity of most all who reside in the Gunflint corridor reflect an energetic desire to see that what the Creator has provided and Mother Nature maintains is sustained into perpetuity. Past struggles have not come easy, and future endeavors to ensure sustainability will require concerted leadership and elbow grease. The natural quality of this borderland, as well as that of the entire planet, hangs in the balance of ongoing integrated environmental, economic, and social considerations and commitments. All will be key as we evolve into the decades ahead and far beyond. Gunflint Trail residents, along with throngs of seasonal visitors, take unending pride in vibrant, clear lakes and a healthy forest. In my short time of living in the woods, I've observed enduring dedication on the part of the Cook County Coalition of Lake Associations to educate our community about water use and quality preservation tactics. In that regard, Cook County Coalition of Lake Associations toilings, we are seeing more and more lake property owners taking interest in and adopting lake management plans. These are action guidelines that involve scientific water analysis and land assistance to shoreline residents concerning proper land water use recommendations. Since the gigantic blowdown in 1999 and subsequent wildfires in 2005, 2006, and 2007, volunteer community efforts in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service and the Department of Natural Resources to assist nature in regeneration of many devastated forest tracts have been extraordinary. Each of those disasters has prompted organized firewise cleanup and the planting of hundreds of thousands of baby trees. the signature event has been and continues to be known as the Gunflint Greenup. Further, since the mid-1990s, leadership of the Gunflint Trail Scenic Byway Committee has been at the forefront of looking after a sundry of activities. Their mission is working to guide Gunflint Trail residents, businesses, and managing agencies in sustaining, enhancing, and preserving the byway territory as a valuable historic and natural resource. This effort is guided through a Gunflint Corridor Management Plan. The document works to offer leadership in ensuring all parties playing a role in life along the trail have sustainability of our inherent natural resources as their top priority. These are a sampling of activities employed by the community as a whole. Meanwhile, many individual property stakeholders have sustaining plans of their own, from private land reforestation to planting area-tolerant native foliage to control of invasive species, to water runoff control, and on and on. But our work is still not done. If we users of the Gunflint Byway and its surrounding landscape are to honor the creation of this marvelous place, we have to partner with every neighbor and entity to ensure this northern paradise found does not become paradise lost. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and join the journey towards sustainability.